This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
What's up, digital marketing agencies? If you're looking for ways to retain your clients at a higher level, we all know that how you onboard will make or break the retention process that you put in place with your clients, whether they're with you a year from now or 5 years from now. How you come out of the gates makes a big difference. So if you'd like me to unpack five proven strategies to be more effective with your onboarding, you're gonna wanna watch this video. So when it comes to client retention, I've got this thing called the client retention roadmap, which kind of walks you through the key things, right? World-class onboarding, effective communication, and client success management. Those three things, when managed effectively, can have a huge impact on your retention rates. And we've seen agencies reduce their churn from like 7 to 9% down to like 2 and 3% by getting this fully dialed in. But really, one of the most important aspects is your onboarding. It's the way that you come out of the gates. And so I want to unpack five key strategies just to make sure that you've got a world-class onboarding process for your clients. So step one, as it relates to onboarding, be sure that you're welcoming with a bang and appreciation, right? The client just signed up with you, ideally on a monthly retainer-based service for between $1,500, $2,500, even $5,000 in monthly recurring revenue. And as agencies, we tend to get like, okay, we're gonna get the usernames from passwords, or we're gonna start to build our comp, and we're gonna start to come up with the SEO strategy, we're gonna start ordering content, we're gonna start getting to work. But we bypass recognizing that that client just made a big decision. They just gave us some money. And so what I'm going to encourage you to do is bake into your process a couple of appreciation points in your onboarding. That's as simple as an email, personal email. Hey, welcome aboard. Really excited to have you, excited about working with you. Drop something edible into the mail. I love Sherry's Berries because you can place an order today and it will arrive at their office that afternoon or probably the next day. And you wanna really recognize that and say, hey, I wanted to send you these berries because we appreciate your business. We're really excited about working with you. It's gonna be amazing what we accomplish together over the next 12 months, right? That has a powerful impact because so few people share appreciation. Now, in addition to that, I do think having a welcome box that's custom with your logo on it, has your, you know, maybe a tumbler in it, has a t-shirt in it, has a copy of your book if you have that, has an outline of what they can expect in working with you over the next 3, 6, 9 months. When you welcome with a bang and appreciation, you stand out, right? And it's the things that they're not expecting that tend to go really long way for retention. So we wanna welcome with a bang and appreciation. Number two is we wanna make sure that we get all of the details in a seamless manner. Right? Yes, we know we need usernames and passwords and GoDaddy and Google Business Profile. We need photos. We need to understand their USP. We've got all of these raw materials that we need to gather from the client. And I've seen this go a couple ways, right? I've seen a couple people that say, I'm going to wait for a call, right? And we're going to get on the call and we're going to get everything from the client on that call, but they don't have what they need and they haven't looked those usernames up. And there starts to be a stall point there. On the other side of that spectrum, I've seen where it's like, you know, I'm going to send this form and this form is going to capture every single item that we need and it's going to be great, right? But then sometimes the client feels like it's too cumbersome and they don't actually fill in the form. And I really think you want to think about how that works, right? And I think a healthy balance between, you know, here's a form with the details that we need and a live scheduled kickoff call to fill in the gaps, to answer the questions and have a fail safe that says, if we're like 1 week into this relationship and we don't have what we need in order to kick things off and in order to get the ball rolling, it's a mission critical thing, right? Whoever it is that's launching, whether it's you, the account manager or launch coordinator, that person knows you got to get that person on the phone. You got to like do whatever it takes. If that requires you and the client buddy calling GoDaddy to find out what the domain access is, if that's you kind of like pulling up examples of screenshots and images that you need to get from them in order to build onto the website, make sure that you've got fail safes in here where it's easy for the client, but it also gets you what you need so that you can do what you need to do to get the results for the client. So really think about how you're gathering those details. Don't put all the heavy lifting on the client, but also don't wait for them to submit everything, because that can lead to big time problems in your onboarding. Number three is I really think you should map out the experience over the first week, the first 30 days, and the first 90 days. There's lots of touch points, right? And there's a great book by Michael Gerber called The E-Myth. I think most of us entrepreneurs have read it. If you haven't, I highly recommend it. But one of the chapters talks about mapping your system, mapping the experience of your client. And he uses the example of a hotel. And you know, his experience at this hotel that he went to, he pulled up to the front and went through the gate, and the person at the front greeted him by name. And then when he went to his room, the room had the lights dimmed, the bed was made in a very specific way, it had a chocolate on there exactly the way he wanted it. And he was just like blown away by the experience. And what he recognized, and kind of the point he was making in the book, was that doesn't just happen, right? The owner of that hotel crafted the touch points. They figured out where they could connect with the client and create these wow experiences. And that's what I want you to do with your launch process, right? Think about in the first day, what's the message they receive? How do they get communicated with by their account manager? What do they receive in the mail the next day or 2 days after that? So they have something physical, the welcome box and or the Sherry's berries that the team gets to share and be impressed and be wowed by your experience. But then like, what happens in that first week? What emails do they receive? What things are happening along the way? And I really, what we do with our seven-figure agency members is we map out the first 90 days and we set key touch points and key milestones, and we kind of craft that experience. So it's very intentional, which creates a great experience, which makes the client be like, man, I've really hired a great company that's going to make it happen for me. They're going to do a good job. And that's critical as it relates to your retention. Now, number four is we want to engineer quick wins. We need to figure out what we can actually do to get a tangible, measurable win for the client in the first 30 days maximum, but ideally in the first 2 weeks. What we kind of experienced here as our agency has developed over the years, Plumbing and HVAC SEO started as an SEO agency. So we would say, hey, look, we're going to build the website, we're going to create this content, we're going to get it ranked. And you know, once it starts to rank, you're going to start to get more traffic, you're going to get more phone calls, and it's going to be awesome. And in a lot of cases, it was enough, right? Because they saw the vision, they saw where we were headed, they believed in what we were doing. But in some cases, we did all of the right things, the website just hadn't ranked yet, and they're looking at us month two, month three. What is it that we're doing? Like, what's going on? How long is it going to be before I start to get some leads? How long is it going to be before I start to return my investment? And that's natural for the client to feel that way, regardless of how well you set expectations. And so what we decided was, well, we could just say, hey, it is what it is, and hope for the best. Or we could figure out things we could do while we're waiting for the SEO to pick up that would generate a tangible, measurable result. And so some of the quick wins we engineer, like, right in the first couple of weeks, we launch a pay-per-click campaign, right? We can pick very specific keywords, set a budget, and start to get traffic and leads, right? We can do a database reactivation, which is where we gather the names and email addresses and cell phone numbers of their past customers, and we reach out and make an offer. And so regardless of what you actually do for your clients, be thinking like, yeah, we're doing work, but how can we actually create wins, financial wins, ideally, as quickly as possible, right? If they're getting a great experience, they were welcome with the bang, they had this great kickoff call, they've got this great expectation for what you're gonna bring to the table, and you combine that with some actual tangible wins early, it's going to buy a lot of confidence for that client. And confidence is critical for long-term retention. So be intentional with how you engineer some quick wins. And then number five is you wanna make sure you communicate every step of the way. Typically, we do a lot of things for the client, right? Once we've got the usernames and passwords, what are we doing? We're like claiming directories, and we're setting up tracking, and we're creating content, and we're designing the site. Maybe we're setting up funnels, and we're putting together automations. There's lots of things that we do, and typically, we sell the client, we onboard them, and we get to work, right? Because as the agency owner, we're thinking, we've got to get the work done so that we can generate the results so that they can be happy with what we're bringing to the table. But if we're not communicating with them as things happen, so hey, we just set up the design comp. Hey, we just launched the website. Hey, we just set up this reputation monitoring platform. We can see how many reviews you have. If we're just doing that and they don't hear about it, a lot of times it feels like radio silence, right? They signed up, it's been a week, it's been 2 weeks, it's been a month and a half, and they're like, I don't know what's going on the other side here. Like, I don't know if I'm in the right place. And so what I would encourage you to do is, yes, have an orchestrated launch conversation with the client to set expectations, to paint the vision for where things are going, but then set up checkpoints where every time one of those tasks gets done, you send a quick note via email or SMS, hey, just so you know, we just got this done, and maybe a little explanation of why you did and how it's going to impact their business. What's cool is we can leverage automation through high level, like kind of a onboard sequence for the client, and tools like ClickUp, where that as our team marks a task complete, it can have pre-written emails saying, hey, we just did this. Just so you know, if you've got any questions, let us know. What I know for sure is that in that first 30 days, I'd rather over-communicate, where they're getting lots of communication, they're getting lots of messages, they're hearing from us and feeling like we're swarming them with activity. I'd much rather over-communicate than have them feel like we went radio silent. And so be intentional with how you communicate every step of the way during that launch process with the client. So these are the five strategies you can implement to be more effective with your client onboarding, which is going to reduce your churn. It's going to increase your lifetime customer value. It's going to improve your client retention. I've got a great workbook that walks you through the client retention roadmap, the key things you want to be thinking about outside of just onboarding, but with onboarding, with client communication, and with a success management process to retain your clients at the highest level possible. If you'd like to check that out, you can access it at sevenfigureagency.com/retention-workbook, sevenfigureagency.com/retention-workbook. Can't wait to see how you're able to increase your retention as you put this in place. If you got value from this video, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and stay tuned for future videos on how to take your digital marketing agency to the next level. Thanks so much for watching.